Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the European Show. I'm still Mo Stewart, and this is part two of our season reviews. Later on, we're going to be talking to Conor Clancy about the Italian season, but right now it's La Liga time, and I'm very pleased to be joined from Germany, where he will be reporting on Euro 2024, to be joined by Mr. Graham Hunter once again. Graham, so glad we get to do this one more time.
Hi, Mo. Hello, listeners. Me too. I'm jealous of your status off camera, off mic. We've just been talking about an impending music festival and your role there. I don't know if there's a transfer market, a Bosman market that you can switch jobs with people, but in your instance, I might be tempted. Anyway, good to chat to you again.
Well, I mean, we'll have to talk about that at some stage, but for now, I think we'll stick where we are. And I think when it comes to La Liga, it's only right that we start with Real Madrid. I know sometimes I've been reluctant in the past to start with the biggest team, but the season they've had is almost impossible to ignore them. There are so many storylines coming out of Madrid. And when we spoke last time, we spoke about the brilliance of Bellingham. Since then, there's a question about the potential burnout of Bellingham, which you may well touch on. We could talk about Hossulu and his Indian summer. We could talk about the inevitability of football, particularly in the rooms of the Champions League final, life with Mbappe in the future, life without Toni Kroos in the future. But where I want to kind of zero in to begin with is where this team sits amongst the pantheon of Real Madrid's recent vintage. Because after the Champions League final, I saw a lot of people talking about how this wasn't a great side and talking down the quality and saying, oh, well, it's just Madrid. They just know how to win. They're not really being good. But they won the big two in the same year for only the fifth time in their history. They only lost two games all season, and everyone was lauded by Leverkusen, and they lost one game. So how good are they?
Yeah, Mo, I don't know how to answer that other than to start by saying beauty in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
I think given where you're located, it's hard to believe you haven't started with the Everton factor, because if they weren't being managed by a former Everton great manager, then they wouldn't have been able to achieve this. Ancelotti's role in all knitting together all the storylines that you've talked about has been extraordinary.